Get back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Elvis's birthday. January 8th, 1935. Elvis would be 90 years old today. Probably singing and sounding great. If he was still here. Yes, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Dr. Jeff is going to be moving to 10 to 10:30 today. He's got an extended segment with us. He's been doing research, reading research papers, actually peer-written journals of information about the holistic approaches that can be used on different forms of cancers. Mostly focus, of course, on dogs, cats, but does it relate to humans? That's the question we're going to talk about with Dr. Jeff in the second hour. He's not coming on in the next segment. He's coming on from 10 to 10:30. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has got some folks upset about a couple of different things. Oversight with subpoena powers. He's also banning government lobbyists from being on the House floor. And the seating chart, causing some early friction in the House. Who had a perfect score, a perfect voting record in the 23-24 legislative session? Who did not miss one vote? Hospitals entering this year with $340 billion contract with strings attached. Surprise, surprise. So we are going to get into all these stories. We're going to get some information from Dr. Jeff. And we greatly appreciate you guys responding to our call to action. I sent out 14 envelopes yesterday with rear window stickers. One to one lady, two to another gentleman. Another gentleman asked for eight. We are in the process of getting the rear window stickers out on vehicles for the first quarter of the Nielsen ratings. So if you could help us with that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Text me your name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put rear window stickers on, and we will mail them to you. We've had a couple of people respond that they'd like to donate $5, $10 towards the postage, envelopes, the stickers themselves. you'd like to do that, greatly appreciate it. Just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on the yellow donate button, and donate whatever you can afford. We greatly appreciate it. All the money coming in for that will go toward the rear window stickers effort. Greatly appreciate it. What's your thoughts heading into this new year regarding Donald Trump, his agenda? He held a press conference in Mar-a-Lago over an hour, speaking right off the top of his head, no teleprompter, all kinds of subjects. He's got some pretty radical ideas he's throwing out there, and it is shaking up the world, especially the progressive liberals. Their heads are exploding. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. The new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican, Richland Township. Well, he's put together some House rules. And he's proposing these. He posted them on his Twitter X account yesterday. along with State Representative Josh Shriver of Oxford, with notable changes such as increased disclosure for pork projects, providing subpoena power to the House Oversight Committee, and created six subcommittees underneath it. Also, in his proposed rules, he's removing floor access from the floor for the governor's lobbyist. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, excuse me, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's lobbyists are going to be prevented from being on the floor of the House chamber at any time the state representatives are in session. Under the first rule, number 52, no appropriations bill containing enhancement grants or pork will be taken up for a vote without full disclosure of the sponsor, the recipient, and a description of the grant established by the House resolution. Rule number two no longer includes department heads and the governor's legislative liaison or lobbyist will have the ability to have floor access. Previously, subpoena power could be granted to committees by a record roll call vote. However, in his proposed rules, the House Oversight Committees will be granted the full scope to administer oaths, issue subpoenas, examine books and records of any persons, partnerships, corporations, governmental entities, or political subdivisions without the House full body's approval. This is under Rule 36. The change that State Representative Josh Shriver highlighted in his Twitter social media post was regarding Rule Number 9, which now states that House employees work at the pleasure of the Speaker, except those working in a member's office who shall work at the pleasure of the member. That's a major change. Dave Ajima has been calling for this for years. When he got elected to the state house, he brought his people with him from his district. Really didn't care what Speaker Jace Bolger thought about his employees. Well, now it's going to be changed in the new rules under Matt Hall. Additionally, updated rules no longer include language stating that House employees are going to be subject to orders from the Speaker and can be transferred to a different position, demoted, suspended, or summarily removed by the Speaker at his discretion. That's kind of interesting. Last term, Shriver was stripped of committee assignments, office staff, and caucus privileges. Why? Well, basically because of something he posted on his social media page. It was back February 12th, 2024, when he shared a post promoting replacement theory. A speaker will never remove a rep staff like what happened to me last year, Shriver said in his post. As far as employment discrimination, the new House terms rules no longer include protections against discrimination based on religion, race, color, national origin, age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, height, weight, familial status, marital status, or disabilities by anybody employed by the House. this changes mirrors the rules of prior legislators. It was eliminated because it was seen as being redundant to the human resource policies as well as the Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. Additional rules give the speaker the ability to appoint any member as presiding officer for a day with giving written notice to the House clerk. This is a change to Rule 5. Another rule, 27, talks about floor speeches. Floor speeches must avoid personalities, as last term's rules required, but also disallows the motives being questioned of another member, the use of indecent or profane language. Rule number 15 pertains to invocations or prayers. Invocations must call to a higher power or authority, and copyright violations are prohibited. What's that all about? Well, if somebody had written a prayer previously, copyrighted it, you would not be able to recite their prayer on the House floor. Rule number 32 deals with the terms standing committees. Many of the committees are going to continue as they have in the past, and that was solidified in Rule 32. However, 18 standing committees have been renamed, down from 3 that were renamed last term. With all the 18 committees, 246 committee seats combined, that is a reduction of roughly 30 seats, making the committee sizes smaller by 30. Additionally, most standing committees have either been renamed or their duties absorbed by another. Only the House committees on agriculture, appropriations, government operations, health policy, judiciary, and regulatory reform will maintain their same names. Added to the list of the House Committee on Oversight and Rules, 2 separate education and labor committees will now be combined to be education and workforce. Energy, communications, and technology is split up into 1 committee for energy and another for communications and technology. Economic development and small business becomes economic competitiveness. So they're combining 2 of the committees there. Elections now becomes election integrity. Now that's interesting, because previously elections pertained to all aspects of the elections. But with this new name, is that what they're focusing on? Election integrity. Kind of interesting. Ethics and oversights simply becomes oversight. Families, children, and seniors is now going to be combined with military, veterans, and homeland security. This will all be combined and simply referred to as families and veterans. Insurance and financial services will now be split into 2 committees, 1 for finance, the other for insurance. National resources, environment, tourism, and outdoor recreation now becomes natural resources and tourism. So he's eliminating two committees there as well. Transportation, mobility, and infrastructure will become transportation and infrastructure. They got rid of the woke term mobility. Three standing committees that are eliminated include House committees on criminal justice, local government and municipal finance, and higher education. So he is reducing the number of committees and members because they no longer need that many state representatives involved in lesser number of committees. I am excited about that, and I'm going to tell you why. I monitor every single committee in Lansing. I've signed up for news alerts for every committee, both House and Senate. Bills that they take up, committee assignments, which committee they go to, the names of the members in those committees, then I get notifications when they're going to be heard in the committees, when the public hearings are, and when they get passed out of committee and go back to the House chamber or the Senate chamber. Well, now I have less reading to do, just a little bit. In speaking with MERS News Service, Matt Hall, the new incoming speaker, specified that the House Rules Committee won't operate like former Speaker Lee Chatfield's Ways and Means Committee that acted as a clearinghouse for nearly all the bills. Rather, his Rules Committee would take up any bill that's been hanging around the House floor calendar for a while without movement, giving it back to the state representative for possible improvement. Additionally, regarding committees, Rule 34 will no longer allow members to participate virtually. And the only committee's chair may place a testifier under oath or affirmation is in person. The minority vice chair is no longer included in this provision. So, guess what, members? You've got to be there in person. The China virus rules are dead. So, major changes on committee assignments, the number of state reps involved, and how they must now appear in person at these committee hearings. Pretty interesting stuff coming from the new speaker, Matt Hall. Bottom of the hour news break. I know that was lots of being in the weeds, but it cleaned it up. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.